I'd like to use Titus chapter 1 this evening as a text for our invitation. Titus 1 actually has a section of this first chapter where the apostle is describing the qualifications that men must have who would serve as deacons in the church. And it's kind of an interesting thing because we understand, it's something that's logical and easy to understand, that not every man, for example, will be married. So there are some domestic qualifications that elders need to have. Does not necessarily make them a better Christian because they're married and a bachelor is not, or that they have believing children and someone who by no fault of their own is childless does not. Doesn't make them necessarily a better Christian or even necessarily more wise. But those domestic qualifications help to prove him, as you see the interaction with his wife, as you see the control that he exerts over his children. That's an indication that he would have that ability to rightly oversee in a congregation. But then there are a number of other qualifications that are listed beginning in verse 7 of the text, which basically are character qualifications. And basically what this means is that you need to have a certain kind of man serving as an elder. And with regard to these character qualifications, they are things that we all should have present in our lives. The thing is, though, you can have some who are struggling in their Christian walk, and from this, for example, they may have a bad temper, and they may be struggling with their temper. It's not that it's acceptable to struggle with your temper as long as you're not an elder. But it's simply, if you have a man who you want to appoint in oversight over congregation, you sure don't want that guy, because he's struggling with his temper and he can't control it. So that's someone you don't want in. Doesn't mean it's okay for him to be that way as long as he's not an elder. He needs to repent of that. He needs to get control over it. So these characteristics that we're talking about, beginning in verse 7, are a list of characteristics that indicate an individual who is a mature Christian. Someone who is doing a good job in living his life as a child of God. He is, in effect, a good example of the type of Christian that God would have all of us to be. So I want to give you that list that is given beginning in verse 7 and consider it in light of what is present and perhaps is lacking in your own life. We're told in verse 7, a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God. Blameless as a steward of God. That is, those things that God has given him to be a steward over, he needs to be blameless in his actions. Not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, and holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. So all of these are things that we all should aspire to. We may not all have them yet, or every one of them to the extent that we should, but it's certainly something to look at and to try to be that way as best we possibly can. So as we look at those things, it gives us perhaps a list that we can look at. And there are others. We could go to Galatians chapter 5 with regard to this fruit of the Spirit. We could go to the attributes found in 2 Peter, the first chapter, those things that keep us from being short-sighted even to blindness, forgetting that we are saved from our sins. All of those kinds of things, those attributes, those characteristics, are things that we would do well to strive to make a part of our lives. As we offer an invitation, we acknowledge in our adult class this evening in 1 Peter in chapter 2 and verse 2, that we are to desire the sincere milk of the word as babes desire, that we might grow. And it may be that if you become a child of God, you're a babe in Christ, and all of these attributes are not yet there, but you're going to strive and work toward that. And that's something that is commendable. If you're not a child of God, not yet become obedient to the gospel of Christ, you haven't begun that walk, then you are lost and in sin, and you are in need of salvation. We hope and pray you'll consider that carefully. If there is something that is amiss in your life, some lack on your part, something you need to improve upon, we could pray for you. We could seek to encourage you if we're aware of that lack. We want to assist you in that way. If there is some sin that you've committed that you need to acknowledge before the congregation, prayers that we would be able to offer to you. All of those things are why we offer an invitation at the end of every service. And so if any of those things are present in your life and you need the help of the brethren, then we are willing to assist you and hoping and praying that you'll take advantage of this opportunity. So the invitation is extended to all, and if you have a need to come while we stand and sing, would you please come forward?